Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction coming in from medical professionals to the selection of Robert F. Kennedy as Health and Human Services Secretary in Donald Trump's next administration. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in charge of one of the biggest departments in the federal government. HHS includes agencies that touch every aspect of American life, from the foods you eat to the medicine you take. The former acting director of the Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Richard Besser, saying Kennedy as HHS secretary would pose incredible risks to the health of the nation and that he's worsening mistrust in the public health system.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin to end the war against Ukraine during their first phone call in 2 years today. President Biden is in Peru for the final Asian-Pacific Economic Summit of his presidency, trying to calm nervous allies who are worried about the transition of power in Washington. Biden says the relationship between them and the U.S. remains strong. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More Wisconsin teachers left their jobs last year. Turnover rates started to rise in the height of the pandemic when educators were given more responsibility than ever before. Of course, that's after the major drop in teacher retention here in Wisconsin after Republicans passed Act 10 in 2011 to weaken unions. A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows in 2023, teacher turnover spiked at almost 16%. For his entire time in office, Governor Tony Evers has told his administration to look for ways to recruit more teachers, to make the process easier, and to entice them to stay here after graduation. Now he's adding another initiative to that list. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
In response to a growing teacher shortage, Governor Tony Evers has added to a grant program. $1 million is going to nonprofits to boost the state's educational workforce. The funds will support local organizations in their efforts to identify, prepare, and certify new teachers for Wisconsin's classrooms.
And we've had four supermoons this year. Tonight is our last one. The moon looks 30% bigger because it's closer to the Earth. This full moon is called the Beaver Moon. Madison College astronomy instructor Dixie Burns.
The Beaver Moon comes from the Native American moon naming convention. You know, the beavers, they're going into their dens this time of year and things like that, and settling down. So that's where that got that name from. The moon's orbit isn't a perfect circle. So sometimes it's closer to the Earth than other times. When it's closest to the Earth, we call that perigee. And when the moon's also full and near perigee at the same time, we call it a supermoon because it's just a little bit bigger and brighter in the sky.
The next time we'll see the moon this big will be October of next year. Burns says keep an eye out for the planets, too. Right now, we can see Venus before sunset. And then after Venus sets, Jupiter rises from the east and Saturn is in our southern sky. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks head to Charlotte. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks play the Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow night. Giannis Antetokounmpo was once notorious for missing shots from the free throw line. But Wednesday, he was 16 of 17, 94% on the way to 59 points in that overtime win over Detroit, sinking two critical shots to keep the game alive.
I've never been scared to go to the line in my career, even if I miss 10 in 10. I don't think I've ever shied away from contact and the free throw line, even when I airball a shot or whatever. But, you know, once you see the ball go in, now you have a little bit more rhythm.
A busy weekend in Madison for the Badgers. Wisconsin hosting number one ranked Oregon tomorrow night at Camp Randall. Tonight, the men's basketball team against Arizona at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, obviously a lot going on Friday and obviously a big weekend on campus too with Saturday night's football game. But coming off the week we had, I thought we got better as the week progressed.
That's head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. A little fog this morning, then partly cloudy. Our high 53 today will drop to 39 tonight, 54 tomorrow with some showers tomorrow night. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will review the presidential election.
And we'll take a look at the weekend political show.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
We also want to make sure that there isn't a violation of people's rights with, raids, for example, that are done in coordination with local law enforcement on people who are, frankly, holding down jobs and have been in this country for many, many years. We think that's improper. And in Illinois, that's not something that we would condone. There's been some talk about using other states' National Guard, red state National Guards, to somehow come into a blue state and try and enforce these new Stephen Miller-inspired rules. And that's just not something we're going to accept.
Thank you, Governor J.B. Pritzker, star of Stage Screen and Sex Liberal of Chicago. Remember the DNC when we were 75 years younger?
Oh, yeah.
And happier?
Uh-huh. That was exciting.
And so hopeful.
Okay. It was exciting.
Lisa in Utah, Steph, I want to thank you. I can't tell you how frightened and anxious I am about our future. You are a beacon in the night. I'm a beacon and also America's spleen, except for the people that tuned out because I either cried too much or laughed too much or Chris is too cheery or too right or too wrong.
I'm
okay.
Right.
Cindy says, I want to start by saying I love you. The only thing I can listen to right now. I think that's wise, Cindy.
All right.
Second, I'd like to say I'm sick and tired of rich TV hosts telling me that we'll be okay or we'll fight or the law will take care of it. F you to them. I'm 67-year-old who lives only on my Social Security because I found out I had a kidney in my 40s. I'm not going to be okay. It's time people with money to fight disinformation use it for good instead of leaving the country. Thank you for keeping me sane. Thank you.
They get
put
on
it
these
in
shows.
The progressive infrastructure. Stop.
Right. They get paid to get to be on these shows and tell everybody else that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. They're too cheery.
Yeah.
Grace says Thanksgiving and Christmas can off for 4 years, and I need a Chris is Wrong T-shirt.
There's no.
You know what I want? You know what I want for Christmas? You know what I want? Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Only a Papa Dopolis will do. No Manafort, no Dinky Michael Flynn. I want that Papa Dopolis to put Trump in the pen. I want a
Papadopoulos
for Christmas.
Remember that we remember
think
we were
Robert Mueller minds do you.
Remember? Oh my God, when we thought we
have to use.
Remember when we thought we were a nation of laws, not men? No one was above the law. Oh, good times. Okay. You know what I do want for Christmas? As Charlie Pierce calls him, the best looking human in the world.
Can we hear from Amanda Mundy? Can we hear from Amanda Mundy? He is joining us on air right now to say goodbye, Amanda.
He is talking now to you and me.
Mama, how are you?
Well, as I say, MSNBC analyst, University of Miami professor, if my professors looked like you at USC, I would be so much smarter today, Fernand, but host of Strange Days podcast, which, wow, that's well named.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we nailed that one, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, you know, I are a pollster, and here we are again, right, where everyone's going, wow, all the polls and pundits were wrong, you know, and again, not you know, everything was close, obviously, it looked like, but clearly, you know, that's when people say to me, oh, you're just in your liberal bubble, that's why you thought she was going to win. It's like, no, first of all, I don't stay in my liberal bubble, and secondly, everyone thought she was going to win. A lot of prominent Republicans, a lot of pollsters, a lot of pundits. I mean, what has been your reaction since then, and et cetera?
Well, I mean, candidly, depression, depravity, all of the stages of grief, I think. I haven't quite gotten to acceptance yet. I think that's coming. But look, I think you're right. The polls certainly did indicate that there was a good chance that she was going to win last Tuesday. Although they also were, Stephanie, stubbornly close, a lot closer than I think any of us were comfortable with. The fact that the race was even close at all, given how unhinged and how off the beaten path Trump had acted over the last 3 months, and especially 3 weeks, I think, was a worrying sign. But look, it is what it is. He has won. These are dark days for our country. I am unfortunately not going to come on here and tell you that everything is going to be okay, because I don't know how things are going to be. And unfortunately, if passes prologue, I think they're going to be really, really, really bad.
Can I say this is why people like this show better than mainstream media? Because Fernand's like, well, I'm sniffing glue. How about you? People don't like try to, you know, TV it up for our show. You said this election, the most critical, important in our lifetime, was fundamentally about what kind of country and what kind of people we actually are. And I'm afraid now we have our answer. We always said that, right? It's not about who he is. We know who he is. It's about who we are. And, you know, your other tweet was so interesting. You said, forgive them, founding fathers. They know not what they do. I think they do, Fernand. I mean, that's what's depressing.
You know, in some respects, I think they do, Stephanie.
Right.
But when they actually see what's coming and the horror show and the nightmare that's going to become reality, remember, these are the good days right now. You know, Joe Biden is still the president. So, like,
this one is still funny.
About how bad and anxious and sleepless your nights are. Wait 2 months from now. Then it gets real fun. But I don't think they're going to realize what they have done until it really starts to hit the fan. And that's going to happen within the first 2 to 6 weeks of when he takes power again.
Yeah. So, Fernand, I'm about done with my analysis of circular firing squad and who's to blame and what went wrong and yada, yada. But Chris Lavoie here is, there are Chris is right and Chris is wrong t-shirts available at stephaniemiller.com.
And the Chris is right outsells the Chris is wrong ones.
Well, this is why Donald Trump is going to be president. you know, again, I still claim disinformation is the biggest problem. You know, it's this the right wing, just it, not just Fox News, and I'm a right wing radio and podcast, because, again, I keep saying it's not like anything we've ever been through, is it, Fernand? We didn't lose on issues. Americans still agree with progressive abortion measures, still won in state after state. He won on a solid wall of lies that, you know, I don't know how you suggest Democrats counter. I mean, other than what we did, no, Haitians aren't eating dogs and cats. No. FEMA's not taking your money and giving it to illegal immigrants. No, they're not doing transgender surgery on your kid in school without your permission. Talk to us just what your take was on all that.
Well, I mean, look, I don't think you're wrong in suggesting that the information landscape that we're now in is just completely anathema and anachronistic to what Democrats have been used to basically since the founding of mass communications, right? Mm-hmm. And they need to blow that up, Stephanie. They need to understand that there are millions upon millions of voters that are living in self-created silo information bubbles where they're curating and they're getting specific types of information.
Yep.
There are unfortunately not all listening to the Stephanie Miller show. I mean, right. I wish we could kind of...
That's America's biggest family.
...that into everybody's consciousness. You know, we'd never lose an election ever, ever again. But the fact of the matter is, there are certain people that, A, don't believe anything out of the mainstream media, even if it's correcting and presented with facts. There are certain people that have no access or interest in engaging.
Yeah.
So, you know, Democrats just have to understand it. It's a brave new world in a lot of respects, a scary world. And I think the Republicans have understood that for quite some time. That's what the whole creation of Fox News was about in the late 90s. The idea that, we can create our own reality.
This is what we've been screaming about for actually more than 20 years that we've been doing this show, saying progressives have to, you know, invest in infrastructure. We're like a teeny little speck compared to, you know.
We have an infrastructure. It's just that the Democratic establishment doesn't support us.
Yeah.
Republican establishment supports their infrastructure with ad buys and gifts and money and all of that.
Yeah.
Democrats don't do that with our infrastructure.
I have another Chris's right letter to inflict on all of us. But here's my point for now. I just want to get your take because I first of all, I think there's a lot of factors, you know, the media and the Biden is too old and that gave, you know, Kamala, 90 days to run a campaign, racism, misogyny. Chris contends it's only because stuff costs too much and people think Democrats talk down to people.
Other things.
Thank you. Ezra, or as I call him, Urza. And I'm going to always call him that now, agrees with you. He said he blasted liberals who downplay voter concern about the economy and crime as all just Fox News spin, telling Democrats they need to get out and talk to some people. I thought Kamala Harris did that. I thought Joe Biden did that. Joe Biden walked the picket line with, you know, union workers. Kamala Harris had a bunch of plans that would help workers, right? I mean, a bunch of things, housing, corporate price gouging. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't think there's any question that at least in walking the walk, both Joe Biden as president and Kamala Harris as the Democratic nominee for president, they talked that talk and they walked that walk. The problem, Stephanie, is not enough people got that message. And listen, I mean, I think it's a fair point to make. Joe Biden's skills as a communicator are less than phenomenal.
Right.
To be charitable. And I really do think that, you know, for those of us junkies who are watching every twist and turn of the campaign, yeah, we of course saw Kamala at the rallies and in the debates and in all of her policy speeches and interviews talk about this stuff. But that still doesn't get to a huge swath of voters who are not junkies and living their everyday lives. Well, so I think that's what we were up against in some respects.
And Hernan, we keep talking about the Google searches. It just tells you everything you need to know. The day of the election, biggest Google search, did Biden drop out? Day after the election, what's a tariff? Can I change my vote? I mean, you know, we were talking about this is like our Brexit. That people are like, wait, what did I vote for? They, you know, they don't know, they don't even understand what a tariff is. Let me just last one. Sarah says, Chris, very upsetting subject line. Chris is right. Hi, Steph. Chris is right and brilliant, and here's why. Many of us progressives have seen it for a while. While we align with progressive causes, we've been watching liberals condescend to conservative voters as low education voters, chastising people for not using correct terminology, telling them the economy's fine. While all of those might hold some truth in some cases, some progressives do come off as elitist when they say things like that. Coming from a rural area, I know many folks with no post-high school education who feel ashamed about it when talking to progressives. Donald Trump, as abhorrent as he is, made those people feel included when he attacked liberals. We need to learn from this, not saying you do this, but Chris does an amazing job bringing this up on your show. It needs more attention. Well, first of all, let me say, Sarah, and secondly, you have some good points. Now, you know, that's the thing. I guess it's so hard, Fernand, when you I get it that it can be a vicious circle because you go, okay, so you voted for abortion rights and then you voted for the rapist that took your abortion rights away. You know, okay, you voted because of Gaza for Jill Stein and now, you know, Gaza's going to be a parking lot because Trump told you he was going to let Netanyahu finish the job. I mean, there's part of it. You're right. It's hard because then if you call those voters stupid, then here we go again, right?
No, but I mean, you cannot take the responsibility away from the voters. And I think that's why this result has been so devastating, not just for us here in the United States, but those watching around the world, because what we really need here is a big mirror for 350 million Americans, because we did this time. You know, you can't blame the Russians by themselves, although I think that they were acting as bad faith actors, and I think they were doing stuff to put their hand on the scale. I think there were other components of this too, but you know, American voters who had an opportunity to compare the first Trump administration to this Biden administration and said, no, 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 we want more of the chaos, we want more of the treason, we want more of the corruption, the criminality, said so, Stephanie, where he won the popular vote. That's the thing that blew me the most away.
Yeah.
I always believed there was a chance Trump could win in the Electoral College. I think I said so on the show. What I never thought possible was him winning the popular vote.
Yeah.
And that's why I think we all need to look in the mirror and realize, in a lot of respects, we do get the government we deserve.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to face the consequences that we wrought on ourselves over these next 4 years, and unfortunately, probably longer than four.
Oh. Yeah, the burn it all down people voted for the arsonist, and now they're going to get their wish. And I was just going to say quickly, when we're not done counting votes out here in California, so I think it's actually going to be very close, the popular vote. So we shall see. But your point is well taken. All right, we have more of the world's best-looking human. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. Are you feeling a little unsafe? I know I was until I got the Simply Safe.
Yeah,
I tell you what, boy howdy. Right? I had a break-in. You never think it's going to happen to you. I'd forgotten to turn the system on because I go to bed at, dark ass o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Let's not out me as to exactly how pathetic it is.
I go to bed that early.
I started to go to sleep. I watched the snowman, you know, porn movies.
Frosty.
Yeah, for a while. Uh-huh. But anyway, my point is, turn it on. Simply Safe is the new way to protect your home that stops intruders before they can break into your home. Old school systems take action once someone is already inside your home, right? The Simply Safe's Active Guard outdoor protection changes the game by preventing crime before it happens. If someone is lurking, no one night's lurking.
No.
Are acting suspiciously, those agents see them in real time, talk to them directly, set off spotlights, even call the police before they have had a chance to break in. Love it, love it, love it. I'm telling you, if someone's had two guys in my house that broke in, this is a fantastic, and nobody else has this specific thing.
Yep.
Simply Safe is offering my listeners exclusive access to their Black Friday sale. This week only, get 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan, their best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Fresh Republican outrage. You keep listening, she'll make more. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet. Reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Carissa in Washington State wants to snuggle into Fernando Mondi's manly chest. Hello.
Oh, God.
Carissa.
Hi, Stephanie Miller. Oh, my goodness. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no.
Men don't hate women. They fear us.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think she's right.
That's plain and simple. They fear black people. They fear women. And old white men want to take control of everybody. Mm-hmm. Also, civics has been taken out of high school.
Thank you.
Mm. Civics.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep.
The people that voted for Donald Trump on the economy, they are stupid. The half of Americans that did vote.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey. Your
that
phone.
Money,
your phone is in and out here. Yeah.
Well, how money it's my, works?
Okay, and now my drop phone isn't working.
And that is exactly what the Republicans wanted. So I am beyond scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you. Oh, sorry. Something's
there it goes.
My phone system.
There it goes.
Now it just crashed.
You know, Fernand, that's a. Again, you know, and then we get called liberal elites, right? You know, if we, but I think it's not just the disinformation. Why are so many people prone to believe such obvious lies and ridiculous conspiracy theories, right?
Well, I mean, this has been a constant in human history, Steph. I mean, the base passions of appealing to people's fear, to people's, you know, innate, unfortunately, racism, and even in some respects to their misogyny, that stuff has always worked. People are always looking to rationalize why maybe for them they're not living their best life or things aren't as great as it can or should be. And unfortunately, in this day and age where you have less and less regulation of public comment, so to speak, stuff that's on the mass media and in the airwaves, these things insidiously start to become reasonable. And you have this, I was talking about this just the other day with someone else. It's now this bizarro thing where people see the mainstream media as the thing not to be trusted. Oh, they're just giving you the mainstream spin. They're not telling you the true facts. Right. Whereas this unregulated speech and content, be it through YouTube or your podcast or what the like, that's the, quote, real truth. So it's just this dysfunctional, contradictory idea that unfortunately has impacted millions of our fellow citizens.
Yeah, and I know they're in there gloaty, like we own the libs.
You know, but it was one wealthy liberal tweeted, you know, guess what? I'm still going to be able to afford stuff. You're not. You know, and then you're going to realize that we were fighting for all of us and fighting for you, too. But I, you know, it's not like I'm going to take pleasure in that because we're all in this boat now. More Fernando Mondi, Stephanie Miller Show.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism. I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface. Meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well,
go ahead, say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh my, I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
This is not Donald Trump alone attacking our democracy. If he is successful, it is because Republicans in the House and Senate are complicit and they allow him to do this. Just like I do, they take an oath to the Constitution, not to Donald Trump. And they have to stand up for the Constitution against whomever is president, Donald Trump or otherwise. And if they're going to be Troy Nels and jump off a bridge because Donald Trump says that they need to jump off a bridge, then they are also violating their oath.
Yep, Dan Goldman, one more. Representative Dan Goldman, great state of New York.
Donald Trump, as you point out, Chris, has joked, quote unquote, about many different things, including, as I remember, in 2018, he joked about pardoning himself, and then that became completely normalized, and everyone just expected him to pardon himself if he won this time. The same thing has been happening. He has mentioned this over and over and over again for years now. And his jokes are not jokes. Nobody takes them as jokes. They are trial balloons. They are very intentionally designed to soften the response and then to normalize his unconstitutional and anti-democratic goals.
Yep. One thing I don't have any patience for is anyone that is shocked by anything he does at this point. I love this. The New York Post, who just endorsed Donald Trump, delivered a scathing rejection of his pick of Bobby Kennedy to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, calling it a move that breaks the first rule of medicine, first do no harm. He told you he was going to put Bobby Kennedy in charge. New York Post now says, we fear the worm that claims he ate some of his brain years ago is contagious. There's been an outbreak at Mar-a-Lago. Oh, well, that's cute and funny now, isn't it? Sorry, Fernand?
I mean, these people now that are saying, oh my God, I'm so shocked. Why is he doing this? Why is he going? It's like, where have you been these last 10 years?
Yeah.
And by the way, Steph, we're going to see more insane people nominated. I mean, I'm waiting for the Marjorie Taylor Greene announcement to drop.
I don't know what's a joke anymore. Someone said Lauren Boebert or Marjorie Taylor Greene for the Department of Education. I'm like, why not?
It's not a joke, and this is these are fascist tactics, by the way.
Yeah.
To paralyze you and overwhelm you with this sense that you think you're going crazy reacting to this stuff, and it's just a test of loyalty. And that's why I think this reaction has been maybe even underwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, who was it? John Bolton that said, oh, I thought, you know, Tulsi Gabbard was the worst pick ever until Matt Gaetz. And then until Bobby Kennedy. It's going to be like this every day. It's shock and awe or whatever he's doing. Jeff Duncan, the former Republican lieutenant governor of Georgia, called his cabinet nominations historically the worst. Matt Gaetz, the worst pick in the world. Why anybody would be surprised, I don't know. Do you?
No, and then here's, I think, the other lesson for Democrats, hopefully. Maybe it'll get through them this time around, Steph. But Republicans, to their credit, when they have power, they know how to use it, and they don't care about the consequences. And this is where I think there is a legitimate criticism of the outgoing administration now. Joe Biden inherited this government days, Stephanie, after Donald Trump led an insurrection to try and overturn the election results. Mm-hmm. And really just did not do what was needed to be done to prevent us from getting in this situation again. And what we're seeing now in Donald Trump and what these actions are, he has the power, he's going to use it, and he's going to dare anyone to stop him.
Yeah.
And I think, fortunately, we need to be a little bit less gun-shy as Democrats to use power to help to fortify democracy.
Yeah, and Fernand, you've heard the analysts going, oh, he won't, they won't get through, so-and-so won't get through, or Matt Gaetz won't. I mean, John Thune already flip-flopped from yesterday to say, oh, yeah, maybe recess appointments. I mean, you know, can you put anything past him? Like, this Republican Party is so spineless. You know, Lindsey Graham said, for Matt Gaetz, and then a day later, he's like, oh, give Matt a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we saw that spinelessness, Steph, in the first Trump term from 2017 through 2021, and that was at least not maybe full, but there were a lot of resistors in the Republican Party then. There are none now. They've all been purged. They've all been they've all resigned, or they've all been defeated at the election. So, no, there's not going to be any Republican resistance. And to say that is an act of rationalization and copium.
Yeah. I mean, that a grown man like Troy Nels, a Republican, literally says out loud, if Trump tells us jump 3 feet high, scratch our heads, we're going to jump 3 feet high. Mm-hmm. And this is the party calling liberal guys, what are they called, betas, soy boys, whatever, that has just completely bent over for this one guy, right? I mean, it just isn't, they're the most beta males ever. They do whatever he says.
They really are, and I'll tell you one other thing. I mean, look, if you the test now of courage for the Republicans, let's start with the Republicans in the Senate, right? If, Stephanie, if there were any of these people left, and people always like to say, oh, Lisa Murkowski, you know, Susan Collins, okay, switch parties, pull yes. Jim Jeffords, give the Democrats, try and get Democrats closer in that Senate. You know, that's why this Bob Casey seat is so important. Casey can manage to come back and win that recount seat in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get a Collins or a Murkowski to see, okay, we've gone now too far. We can at least crawl and scratch back one check on the process. That's how you judge these Republicans, not by anything else.
Yeah. So during the break you brought up, just because we've gotten to such a point of normalization, you were talking about the Trump visit to the White House. And, you know, of course, this is part of it, right, is that we always have to be the good guys. We got to, you know, we're the ones who believe in elections and peaceful transfer of power. And, you know, but you were just talking about him smiling and laughing with Trump. And I hate to, dear God, I hate to agree with Maureen Dowd on anything. But she wrote that, too. Why did it feel so nauseating? But then she goes on to blame Biden. I'm just, you know, I'm not in the blame Biden and Harris and Pelosi and this person and that person, because then she went on to say, oh, it was hard to watch because he was confronting a monster of his own making. I mean, to lay this all at Biden's feet, I think, is not right either. She said, if Biden had not bogarted the presidency, if he had not run for a second term, the Democrats would have had time to put together a stronger centrist ticket with governors of swing states. Trump's gloating chariot ride up Pennsylvania Avenue might never have happened. And then she went on to say she must imagine that Biden had a frisson of satisfaction because, in his view, it ratified his contention that he was the only one that could have beaten Trump. For now, I get that we're going to have the postmortem, but I'm like, oh, my God, some of this is so counterproductive, you know, because that's like you got people, you know, Pelosi saying some of that same stuff and then other people blaming Pelosi. And it's just I just talk about that a little bit, because, I mean, that's who Biden is. Of course he was going to invite him to the White House. But I get what you mean. It makes you sick to your stomach to watch it.
I mean, look, let me be very clear on this, because I've thought about this a lot since I saw the images. I have no problem, Steph, with President Biden asking Donald Trump to come to the White House. I think that that was appropriate. I think it was within the traditions, and I think it showed that President Biden, you know, is trying his best to show a peaceful transition of power, which is an important message to the world. The problem I have with it, Steph, though, is doing it with all of the grins and the back slappings and the portraits and the photos where everybody's all happy dappy. It completely undermines the message that both President Biden and Kamala Harris, and really the entire free world, were saying about Donald Trump, which is that he's a fascist, he's a threat to democracy, and it renders that rhetoric, Stephanie, into that. Unserious rhetoric where people just think, oh, they're just playing a game. I wish President Biden would have used that meeting to look Donald Trump in the eye when the reporters were there and saying, I am here and you are here because this is about democracy. Yeah. And you have to respect the Constitution like I have, like you refused to do when you left office the last time. He didn't do any of that, and it was a missed opportunity. I don't blame Biden for his presidency. I think he was a historically productive president.
Yeah.
I am extremely disappointed with how he chose to act on those photographs and in that, you know, bonhomie that he showed, which I think really undermined and hurt the message for a lot of people.
Yeah, I've said it for years. We need more alpha liberals like you. You know, we need to learn to fight differently, as Chris is saying, in this new information ecosystem. I like how Corinne Jean-Pierre shut down a Fox Business reporter who asked if Biden apologized to Trump for labeling him a threat to democracy. She said the president is always going to feel obligated to be honest with the American people. What he says still stands. She said, he said, you've heard that from the former chief of staff, John Kelly, and others. So, you know, thank you. I love they like to say, like, oh, Biden said that. Like, it wasn't every person pretty much that worked with Trump has said the same thing and more. Mm-hmm. I mean, America's Hitler, on and on. That's his vice president, J.D. Vance. I mean, so I agree with you. And I think Biden has made that
point, you know, that we believe in the peaceful transfer of power. But I think you're right. It's just on top of how much he's been normalized and sane-washed by the media. It's felt like another, like, oh, it's just a normal, you know, election, right?
That's exactly right. And again, I mean, you know, Joe Biden swore an oath, like every president before him, including Donald Trump, did to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. And Stephanie, Trump is already telling us things that he's going to do in a couple of months. He hasn't even taken the reins of power yet that are constitutionally dubious at best or constitutional crises at worst. So I think Biden has an obligation to speak out to that as the commander-in-chief today. And he has that responsibility until the moment he walks out of that office for the final time.
Yeah. Now, I said it yesterday, Vermont. It feels like Russia has, you know, taken us without firing a shot. You know,
exactly
someone
right.
said, why have a middleman? Just put Putin in charge of our as director of national intelligence. By the way, so Melania was not there at the.
No.
Because she believes in.
Individual liberty.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just.
I made him smile.
Hey!
So classless. But anyway, this just made me mad, too. So First Lady Jill Biden called Melania after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And Melania Trump said she took the initiative to call me directly. I do question, however, whether Jill's concern was genuine, as a few days prior she referred to my husband as evil and a liar. Well, if the jackboots fit. But then Melania Trump blamed negative comments about her husband from Democratic leaders for the assassination attempt by two Republicans. I mean, she also asked if the concept of respect has become antiquated and slammed Democrats' harsh words. I mean, oh, my God. Talk about like zero self-awareness, right?
Oh, I mean, look, number one, and I know this for a fact because I've talked to some of these people. They think that acts of decorum, acts of concern, acts of respect, Steph, they see those as signs of weakness. They do not judge it as you would or any sane, rational, empathetic person would. They also are the masters of holding us to standards that they themselves don't ever or ever believe in. And again, I mean, I think we have to understand the types of people we're talking about. And sure, we're trying to set examples for our children and for others in the world, but don't ever think that these acts are going to have any kind of an impact on them, or in some cases, sadly, their voters and their supporters.
Yep. Larry, the mailman in Minneapolis, you're on with Fernand.
Hi, I know you can hear me because I'm loud and proud and ready to fight.
Yes.
Okay, here's the deal.
And drunk.
Two things. Justice and journalism were not present. I don't want to hear any firing squads. You guys are doing a good job at getting us off this firing squad thing, but it's inaccurate. I believe Merrick Garland has 70% of the blame and the national news media the rest. They have normalized him from day one. It's just a joke.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
can people know anything? He's never asked anything.
Yeah. I read the CNN Chiron this morning, Fernand, that said, you know, Trump voters may find out, you know, but that his plan for inflation is going to make it worse. It's like, I've done that story, I don't know, last week, the week before last week, right? I mean, this is the things we were screaming, but, you know, they didn't hear that stuff.
No, I mean, I think, you know, Larry is correct to a certain extent. I mean, the media was derelict in their duty here. And, you know, so much of what we saw, not just this year in the campaign, Stephanie, but really after January 6th, I mean, you would have thought that that would have been the disqualifier for him. And every story would have said Donald Trump, who tried to end American democracy and incite an erection, that just kind of faded away as he rose up again in the Republican
Party. The other headline, Muslim voters already regretting their vote for Trump, saying they got played. I'm just like, I guess that's the thing, again, not to talk down to people, but this is the biggest liar in our history. Nothing he's ever said practically is true. Nothing he ever promised in the first term did he do, which is why he got fired in the first place, right?
I know this is going to sound harsh, and as we're getting into the holiday spirit season too, but I have zero sympathy for anybody that voted for Trump this time around. I did in 2016.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, even in 2020, Steph, but after January 6th and what we've seen now from him for 10 years, if you voted for Trump, you're going to get what you deserve, sadly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right, more Fernando Mondi, 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by our desperately needed CB distillery.
Well, yeah.
Oh, our gummies, our tincture, our relief stick. I'm telling you, it is just it's a game changer for me because I can continue to overdo. I lie about my age, but my back knows I'm lying.
Yes.
When I ride 45 miles uphill.
How about your knees?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
CB Distillery Relief Stick. I got the salve. I got the relief stick. You got gummies?
I do. I love them.
She couldn't survive without them.
See how chill she is?
Yeah.
She's just in the like, everything's great. Chris is a tincture guy.
Uh-huh.
80% say CBD has helped them with pain after physical activity. 81% say they experience more calm. An impressive 90% say they sleep better. We're all going to need that. We got to stay in the game, man. CB Distillery, over 2 million customers, solid 100% money-back guarantee. It's the source we trust. Right now, check us out. We can get you a 20% discount. CBDistillery.com, the code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com, that code is Stephanie.
The only place in America where dissent is still allowed. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings, holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer. Plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll, right? And we got to take care of ourselves more than ever now. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic, the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you a clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year's routine early with Just Thrive. Studies have shown Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of other probiotics. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. Once again, justthrivehealth.com, the promo code Stephanie for 20% off site-wide.
From the National Institute.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Well, it's time. Some parts of the state might be getting their first snowfall next week. Here in the Madison area, we're more likely to just get some rain, but a cold rain. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as another potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedline with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights set on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us.
If this storm turns into a hurricane, it would be the 12th of the year. It would take the name Hurricane Sarah. Advance Auto Parts is closing 700 locations. They haven't released which ones, but we've got six here in Dane County, two in Madison, and one each in Fitchburg, Verona, Stoughton, and Sun Prairie. More big retailers are closing stores this year. They've already outpaced last year's number on a national level. Meanwhile, something new opening here in Madison. Paleo Mama is moving into that old Barrique's on Park Street. The green building has been empty since 2020. Paleo Mama is a bakery that specializes in specific dietary needs. They make things that are gluten-free, paleo, and keto-friendly. They're now renovating, and they plan to open in February. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy and mild, with temps in the low 50s with a calm wind. We do have patchy fog building in overnight tonight, and we'll be waking up tomorrow to mostly cloudy skies. High temperatures will still reach the low 50s as winds begin to whip, and rain rolls in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 52.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper, and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette.
You actually used a cassette to kick the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Of course, only if we have free and fair elections again. And Steph, I'm just not certain today, for the first time in my life, that we'll say we're going to have those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why Dan Goldman put the bill forward about that he can't run again, because he's like, he's not joking. He said it like 15 times now. You know, do you think this, do you have, you know, faith this Supreme Court won't go, oh, yeah, maybe for this president, never mind about the 22nd Amendment, right?
Oh, I mean, that's the other thing. Like, can we please start taking, I know he's a pathological liar, but like the worst stuff that Trump says, can we start taking him at his word?
Like, yeah. And how many times have we said there's no guardrails this time? Like, you know, whatever he says he's going to do. I was just going to say quickly, one of our only hopes, we keep talking about this, GOP aide predicts big fights between Trump and Republican lawmakers. Well, that's already started. And also, they're estimating that his promise of mass deportation would be about $88 billion annually to fund such a program.
Okay, are you ready for, oh God, I hate to end on bad news, but you ready for bad news? Exactly. Give me the Price is Right horn over and over again. Steph, they are trying to wreck the economy on purpose. That is by design. That is the fascist playbook, so that they can create chaos, they can create a population that is dependent then on the ruling power, on the ruling state. That is all for the course. Of course they're going to spend whatever they have to spend and do what they have to do. That's part of the game plan.
And, you know, Jody was just saying, you know, they're selling, you know, Your Body, My Choice T-shirts. And we were saying, you have kids, you have a little girl, you know. And, again, man, I feel for parents that have to explain to their little girl that a rapist can become president, but they can't right now, right?
My little girl, and she was inconsolable, as was my son, on the morning after the election. And Steph, when they asked me the question that I'm sure all parents were asked, Daddy, what happens now? That, to me, was the worst moment, because I couldn't answer the question.
Yeah. Fernand, we love you. That's all we know.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, honey.
You are awesome.
See you soon. Fernando Mondi, everybody. See you Monday.
a new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.